this day and age of fashion, streetwear is making more and more of a name for itself. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've never seen this many, you know, fashion killers out here in the streets, you know, these clothes, things. Like, I ever knew, like, a time more than now that, you know, I've seen more and more of this, like, here in the Bay Area. You know, where I'm from, especially. You know, I think it's only appropriate to acknowledge that. Pioneering the fashion game right now, and it's crazy. Like, I kind of hold them responsible for how a lot of the youth dress right now, me included. And you know, you look at the you turn on TV, you look in the media, you know, all these music videos, even just growing up doing that, you're like, no, I want to look like that. I want to dress up. I want to have a day off. Probably don't, because of like recent his whole publicity stunts and all that. But I've been a big fan of him forever. Like, his music, his fashion sense, like it's crazy. You know, he's like, he's making an impact for himself, like in the whole game. And like, I've just been a huge fan of that, like, forever. And I kind of have here an interview with him. Calling himself the, you know, the Robin Hood of fashion. And like, you know, here's a little bit about him.
When I say Robin Hood of fashion, what I'm saying is currently the most amazing designers get very few opportunities to connect with the masses. The most amazing designers have been programmed to design inside of a luxury context. It's a simple equation. It isn't E equals MC squared. It's like, duh, just go get dope to do stuff for mass. I really respect what Zara and H&M did, because people used to look down on the mass and say that the mass didn't have good taste. And H&M and Zara raised their hand and said, I think they do, I just don't think they have opportunities. In that current mass world, there, as far as clothing goes, there isn't a perspective that is as strong as Johnny Ives. And humbly or assertively, or however you want to word it, I'm going to do that. Music is like, nah, it's in the air. It's like what they say on Wolf Wall Street, it's like a non, you know, say, so you don't need any factories for it. You just need a laptop. And to go out of something that's like strictly in the air to something that is physical and multiple people's jobs are dependent on.
Actually, I moved houses and I was able to get, I had to move churches as well, so, and I didn't get too involved in that new church that I was in. And after my freshman year of high school, I actually taught myself how to play guitar. So that's really cool. I have the knowledge behind playing guitar. I like to play a lot of songs. I like to play a lot of that acoustic R&B. If you know who Gabe Bondoc or AJ Raphael is, those are kind of my influences in playing guitar. After that, though, I didn't really involve myself in music personally until my third year of high school, my junior year of high school, where I joined the vocal ensemble. And it was actually pretty funny because one of my friends actually reached out to me and one of my best friends, Kenneth, and she knew we sang a little bit like on the low, but she didn't really know for sure. But she hit us up and then she was like, "Hey, you know, you should try out for vocal ensemble. We are really looking for guys." And me and Kenneth, you know, we didn't really decide until last minute. And it was actually pretty funny because there was no more time for auditions. The teacher had to leave. And so she was just like, "Well, we need more guys, so you're in." And so that was pretty cool. The year after that, I actually became president of vocal ensemble, which is actually a really cool experience. Got to work hand in hand with my teacher, get into nitty gritty details of music, learning a lot of that great stuff. In college, I don't usually sing in choirs or all of that stuff anymore. I play some shows a little bit, but I got more in touch with music by going to music festivals, which is pretty cool. And that's when I really started to get into loving and appreciating music, because I saw how the, I guess, communal feeling of it just made me feel really appreciative of the power of music. And so I guess that's why I kept going to music festivals, still keep going to them today. They're so much fun. I do recommend going to them if you have the funding and the time. And so, in terms of my background of music presently, you know, I like to spin records a little bit, nothing too serious. I like to do it with actually my cousin and a few of my best friends. We like to just spin our records at parties and stuff like that with our friends and stuff like that. So it's actually pretty fun. Besides that, I also like to make beats on the side. I like to work with the DAWs, the digital audio workstations, making beats, stuff like that. And I like to write lyrics a little bit too. It's actually kind of a form of escape for me. Well, beat making, making lyrics, lyrics itself. Actually, this summer, two of my friends and I, you know, we really got together, and a lot of the times that we spent together, we're just showing each other music and playing each other music. And that's a lot of the inspiration of why I came up with the show, but we're gonna get more into that in the next segment. We're not gonna talk about that right now, but this summer was really a foundational point of, I guess, wanting to do this show and being so, I guess, excited for the opportunity. And man, it's just a trip. It's really surreal to be up here. And so I'm gonna play you this first song. It's called To Earth and Back by Sam Gellatry, off his short stories EP, released on the Selection album. Welcome back, welcome back. This is The Come Up with DJ Live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, we just played great song To Earth and Back, Sam Gellatry, off his short stories EP. Check that out. We're going to be talking more about Sam Gellatry in a couple minutes. We're going to have a lot of time to talk about him after. Right now, I really want to talk about the show itself, The Come Up. You know, where I want to see it going, where I want to see it heading in terms of the types of artists that we feature. And I guess give you a little background of the show, how the show got its name, all that great stuff. So, the show name The Come Up actually comes from a slang term. When you come up on something, it's kind of like you're finding treasure in a place where treasures are usually found. Like in Macklemore's thrift shop, when he was talking about one man's trash is another man's come up. Kind of like that. And so, how it pertains to this, I DJ Live, I come up on a lot of good music, and it's not just me, it's my friends, people sending me music all this time, Twitter, SoundCloud, you know, I just subscribed to Tidal, and that app recommends a lot of music too. Check those out if you're looking into discovering music outside of this radio show. And so the name was really an inspiration for, you know, my passion in finding music and being able to share it with people. I believe it really helps the artists. I believe it really helps the world. You know, as much positive and, you know, enlightening, beautiful music you listen to is always a really good experience, especially when you're listening to it with the right people. And so I feel like wherever you're listening from, you know, we're sharing a special moment right now because we're listening to the same song. And that's what I like to do. I like to help people come up on other people's music. And so, like I said, there are very different ways of finding your music, the music that you like, the music that you love. Sometimes, you know, it can be found on the radio. A lot of people still listen to the radio. My parents still definitely listen to the radio, except, you know, my parents at least, they made me put songs on their iPods, so they listen to those songs. Pretty cool. And so these different avenues of music are really special because a lot of them help you find not only things that you like, but things that are related to what you like. So a lot of the inspiration that you'll hear, a lot of the songs that you'll hear come from artists from my localities, from Sacramento, from the Bay Area. You know, finding artists on SoundCloud. Before I was subscribed to Tidal, I was subscribed to Apple Music, and that was kind of cool too because they had a bunch of recommendations for, I guess, music that I was interested in. So after that, if you didn't know, Kanye West just released his newest album. He said he only released it on Tidal. And I said, well, I pay for Apple Music, I might as well unsubscribe to Apple Music and pay for Tidal because it's the same price. So I did that. And I'm actually really glad that I did that because it's helping me find more music that I could put on this show and share to a little audience, maybe a big audience, who knows. I believe these are really the best avenues of finding music, you know, any avenue really, because I really believe that as long as you're hearing music, you're hearing art, and you're hearing a part of what these artists, these musicians, producers, or even people who share music like me, you hear a part of their perspective of life. And that's why I really think music and this show can really be helpful to the world, to a lot of people. If you're having a bad day and you just tuned in, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. If you just tuned in, like I said, if you're having a bad day, stay on. You got 40 minutes. I'd love to have you here. Right now, I was just talking about my passion of finding music and sharing it with you guys. And now, I was talking about how music was really a part of my summer. And that last segment was really foundational for what I'm doing right now, which, like I said, is a great opportunity. Oh my goodness, thank you. But what I'm doing right now is really inspired by what I did in the summer. I have two of my best friends. One was my cousin. And, you know, I have a group back at home in Sacramento that's really... We really bonded through this love of music. And it's been coming. We used to play that video game Rock Band in, what, 8th grade, 9th grade? Really long time ago. And now we get it into being older and we attend music festivals together. We really bond over the concept of music, and I guess that's really why I wanted to come up with a show like this, to come up, because I really want to share other people's artistry with you, and hopefully by sharing that artistry you get a little perspective of who I am. And hopefully, as a testimony as homage, I guess, to these artists, I really hope you go out and share these songs that I bring to you with your friends. And so, right now, I want to talk about the types of artists that we're going to bring out. We're definitely going to have some localities, people from Sacramento, people from the Bay Area, around Marin, around Dominican, people that are like me and that I, you know, recognize their talent in finding music, or recognize their sound direction and like how their sound direction is. If they want to represent the music, by all means, I would love to have them here to talk about music with them. A lot of the artists I'm featuring, I found through SoundCloud, emailed them. They were so kind. Emailed me back. Boy, I was relieved. I really didn't think I was going to find or get in contact with any of these people who are involved in the industry, involved in the music business. So it's really, I guess, like I said, a great opportunity. And a lot of the music that we're featuring, like I said, is more modern, future sounds, hip hop, electronic music. We'll get some rock in there sometime. I can't promise that though. A lot of the artists you may or may not have heard of. If you have, awesome. If you haven't, that's great too. You're going to be here to listen to them. Tune into my show, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Thursday. You're going to hear some new music. Maybe you'll hear something you recognize. Hey, maybe you could show me something yourself. Who knows? And so, a lot of the genres that you'll be hearing might be genres that you've never even heard before. And some of them, like I said, some of them aren't really heard by many people. So keep an open mind. A lot of the music we'll be playing will be really cool stuff. A lot of people are going to be getting really hyped over this. If you're listening, you're tuned into Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This next song I'm going to be playing for you, Rurality, the outro of Sam Gelatry's Escapism EP, released in November 2015. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. We just listened to Sam Gellatry's virality outro from his Escapism EP. Before we start talking about Sam Gellatry, I want to talk a little bit about sound direction and how artists like Sam Gellatry, who don't really rely on lyrics, have a certain distinction to the way they arrange the music. And I think that that's something that's actually evolved with the ages. We've always been, I mean, Beethoven didn't sing. Mozart, Bach, they didn't sing, or they didn't record themselves singing, at least. And to this day, we appreciate the compositions that they made. And so artists nowadays, especially in the whole electronic scene, like Sam Gellatry, really put their own distinctions into the way they produce the music and the way they arrange their sounds. And I think a lot of music nowadays, especially in the mainstream, is kind of being dominated by the whole instrumental. A lot of songs that are popular nowadays, I feel like, aren't too big on lyricism or lyrics at all. But people like Sam Gellatry, who arrange music, you know, they do strictly instrumental. They add tons and tons of layers to sounds and creating something new that's never been heard before. It's a beautiful art. So let's get to talking about Sam Gellatry. Sam Gellatry, the first time I ever heard him, I actually heard him listening to another radio show. And when I first heard it, I was bobbing my head. I was like, oh my goodness, this song is crazy. Never got the chance to find out what it was called until I was hanging out with my friends back at home, and he was like, yo, check this song out. And then it was the song. I freaked out. It was awesome. It was a great day, great night, great summer. And so Sam Gellatry's sound direction and his genre is a little on the futuristic side. It's a lot of future bass, a lot of different inspirations. I was actually able to, I said this earlier, I think, but I was actually able to get him on email. And that was really cool that he replied. Thank you once again, Sam Gellatry. If you're listening to this, I'm probably going to send this to you, to be honest. So when you listen to this, just kidding, you don't have to listen to this if you don't want to. But if you do listen to this, thank you for replying. I really appreciate it. It was really great to get to know you, even though we had a bit of contact. But shout out to you, bro. Thank you so much. So I tried to set up an over the phone interview, but his manager actually replied and said Sam Gellertree wasn't doing phone interviews right now. And I kind of thought that made sense, especially at the time that I asked him. I'll get into that later because of his circumstances, I guess, and my circumstances and where I'm at right now. But Sam Gellertree is actually a 19-year-old producer from Stirling, Scotland. And those are the circumstances I was talking about. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. in California, where I'm at, is 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. in Stirling, Scotland. So I can understand why he wouldn't want to do a phone interview. But he's 19 years old. Oh my goodness. I can't even begin to understand the talent that comes from that young of an age. And so it's crazy because he has this knowledge of how to compose in such a short, I guess, lifetime. And it's really going to be crazy to see where he takes it and how his sound evolves as he grows up. Because I feel like it can only get better. But who knows? His email said he began creating tracks at 12 years old after hearing his older brother and his friends making sounds using Acid Pro. 12 years old? I don't know about you, but when I was 12 years old, I was figuring out how to type on a computer. I wasn't even making any sounds on a computer. Except, you know, the sounds that Windows Paint made, something like that. But this kid was 12 when he started getting interested in making music. And Acid Pro, by the way, if you don't know, it's a type of digital audio workstation, sort of like Adobe Audition, Logic Pro, Ableton Live. It's a very popular software for producers in the late 90s and early 2000s. I don't know too many producers that still use it now, but maybe some people do. If you're listening and you do, shout out to you, man. Or woman. Doing some work. I really would like to talk about what kind of software he actually uses now. Because it's pretty interesting to see how software has evolved. How these artists kind of saw, I guess, the pros and cons of the software, I guess. That would have been interesting to learn about. Here's another surprising fact from Sam Gellertree. Sam continued to create music on his computer, decided to leave school at the age of 16 to put more focus on music. And the crazy part is, the decision was actually supported by his family. And so I'm kind of thinking, when I read that, all I'm thinking in my mind is, man, if I tried to dump the idea of school to pursue a music career, but I guess that really is a testament to his talent. His family saw that. His family supported him. They believed he could make it. I actually read an interview on The Fader, which is online. You can check them out, thefader.com. That Sam Gellertree, his father actually makes bagpipes. And so Scotland, bagpipes. Yeah. But it really seems like Sam Gellertree comes from a very musical family. His talent level really speaks to that, especially in the complexity of his songs, complexity of his arrangements. Next, it said that Sam attended music course in college, and he got an idea of how the business works. That's a pretty smart idea. I always thought of, you know, if I ever considered a business in the music career, I always thought of taking a class. I didn't know there were classes on the actual music industry, though. That'd be interesting to look into. He has been creating music and playing shows since then. So I guess since 16 years old, he's been creating and playing music. Wow. After that, oh, wow, he's been through tours all around Europe. He's played shows in Paris, Milan, Vienna, Basel, Bern, Brussels, Stuttgart, Freiburg, Amsterdam, and London. When I was 16 to 19 years old, I was trying to pass my SATs, man. Man, shout outs to you. Your music's definitely... You definitely have a talent for the music that you're making, man. It must be crazy to spend those formative years on tour like that. I really wish we could have gotten him on air. We could have talked about, you know, how life on tour was, all that great stuff. Did his parents go with him? If I went on tour, I feel like I'd bring my parents. That's just me, though. Nah, actually, I don't know. In February 2015, Sam Gellertree released his first extended play called Short Stories. All the songs in this EP are instrumentals. Definitely pay homage to the name of the EP. All the songs in this album seem to tell their own story. The sounds create specific images, great illustration, just through music, different emotions, mood. It's kind of crazy how music and your significant other can control your emotions like that. There was a review from thissongissick.com that said, Gellertree's progressive sound is displayed in his debut short stories EP, as his hard-hitting bass sits perfectly alongside dreamy, atmospheric melodies to create his unique contrasting sound that's truly genre defying. Each song on this project takes many unexpected turns, as the producer constantly surprises with the shifting of a variety of instrumental layers. And so in a few minutes, we're gonna take a break. You're gonna be able to hear a song from that EP. I was really actually having an internal battle with myself on what song, or I really couldn't decide what song I wanted to play for you guys for this right here, after describing him, after really building up his talent. This next song, I heard it on another radio show. I didn't pay attention to it at first, but I actually found this one. I listened to it attentively and I was like, man, this is some crazy stuff. I definitely gotta feature this guy in my radio show. Once again, thank you, Sam Gellertree, for that information you gave to us. Turn your headphones up, turn your speakers up, whatever you're using to listen to music now. We're playing Temple from Sam Gellertree off his Short Stories EP.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Live. This is The Come Up. If you're just tuning in, we're featuring Sam Gellatree today. We just played the first song off his short stories EP, Temple. Check that out. His short stories EP is actually free. So if you want to check that out on SoundCloud, that's soundcloud.com/Sam Gellatree. SamGellatry. My favorite part was actually around the 2:30 mark. If you go back and find that part, find it on the internet, find the 2:30 mark where the brass sound comes in. I really like that brass sound. I don't know what instrument it is, to be honest. Could be a tuba, could be a trumpet or anything, but I really don't know. But I really like that sound. Definitely use some crazy samples. I really like how there's a lot going on, but it sounds so graceful. It really flows so perfectly. Back to the Fader interview that I read, the one where he said his dad made bagpipes. It was that interview where I saw this review talking about how everything really flows, but you can really tell that a lot of different sounds were put together to make this song. Their comment said, instead of feeling weighty, it feels graceful. I feel the exact same way about that. Sometimes it's hard to get an idea of where you want certain sounds in the song to belong, but Sam does it really so masterfully. And like I said, at a very young age, it's really crazy to think about where he'll go from here. All right. So now that you've heard one of his songs, I really want to talk about sort of his influences, what I hear in his songs that I really feel influence him. Some things that I read about what really influenced him. There's a little more information that his manager gave to me in terms of his genre. Sam has a wide-ranging taste in music, influenced by a variety of genres. I definitely hear a lot of hip-hop, R&B, soul elements, neo-soul elements. Definitely from the electronic area, house music, definitely heavy and bass. Definitely has a lot of melody, atmospheric elements that tie it all together, that tie in all the heartbeats together. So it really makes his sound so unique. They really compared him to Hudson Mohawk, who's a bigger producer. If you haven't heard of him, he's produced for the likes of Kanye West. He's actually signed to Kanye West's label, Hudson Mohawk. So he talked about how Sam created a wide range of different tracks with his signature sound embedded in each. And like I said, it's like that sound direction I was talking about earlier. A lot of these artists, they're really defining their music, defining their art, and really the courage to show that to the world is crazy, because you're showing sort of a vulnerability within yourself in that time that you made that music. And it's crazy. I just want to know what goes through Sam Gellatree's mind when he's making things like this. Like, I wouldn't know where to begin, to be honest. But hey, maybe we'll get there. He has over 100,000 followers on SoundCloud. I got this email about a week ago, so I checked again yesterday. It was about 120,000 followers. I'm one of those followers. I'm always really excited to hear a new song of his. He's officially released 43 tracks on SoundCloud. Once again, Sam, thank you for your contributions to music, for your contribution to the show. Hopefully this show will let you get your sound out more. And I really want to bring in an interview from alwayshustle.com talking about his Escapism album. The Escapism album actually released in November 2015. Actually, excuse me, Escapism EP released in 2015. And so the last song I'm gonna play for you is actually gonna come from that EP. So you'll be able to hear a song from there. Here's a little review from alwayshustle.com. Check them out. The front page will be full of hip hop, electronic music, other stuff like that. It's definitely a blog that just keeps up with, I guess, music right now. The review said, if I was going on Naked and Afraid, I would bring Sam Gellertree's new EP, Escapism, with me just to make sure we would be able to start a fire. This project is incredible, and Sam just continues to get better with everything he puts out. This has to be in your best of 2015 list if you are a fan of instrumental-driven future bass. It will be on repeat for me all day. Hashtag so darn good. And you know, I definitely agree with this future bass sound direction that he's going in, but I definitely see the influences that he's taken from. I really wish I could have, like I said, talked to him. And I wish I could feature more artists just like Sam Gellertree. But since I can, I want to recommend you a few to listen to before actually getting in to ending the show. I want to recommend to you people that sound, that have this sound direction. It's a lot of this guy named Mr. Carmack. He has that same future bass, hip hop inspired influences. I would also recommend listening to Hudson Mohawk. He has that sort of same ability that, I guess, relates him to Sam Gellertree in that he can put a lot of different sounds together. It's not exactly the same chill atmospheric vibe that you'll get from Sam Gellertree, but Hudson Mohawk, it definitely, if you've heard Kanye West's Blood on the Leaves, he was actually a producer on that. If you haven't, definitely check those two out. They're definitely somewhat sort of under Sam Gellertree's sound direction. Really want you to, for this next song that I'm about to play as I sign out off here, this next song, man, it's that song I was talking about earlier, song that when I first heard Sam Gellertree, this was a song that was like, I gotta listen to more of this, man. And so this song, I seem to find a lot of songs on different radio shows, but this song was actually shown to me by my cousin. And so he really showed me this song, and I was like, oh my, where am I? You know, like, that's just how the song made me feel. And so from the beginning, I really want you to listen to the sample in the beginning as I sign off out here. We're getting close to the end. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. As I was saying, this next song, I really want you to listen to that first sample that comes, because from there, I think it really pays homage to his talent. How he really pulls you in with his style from the beginning, already with a complicated set of sounds put together. I really want you to listen to the effect of it. Turn up your speakers, because it goes back and forth between left and right. It's so complicated, but at the same time, so beautiful. Just like the Fader interview said, very graceful, not weighty at all. The next song, the last song I'm gonna be playing for you, before I say the name of it, thank you for listening. This was DJ Live. We are going to have a lot of fun these next few shows. We're going to have someone pretty big next week. Tune in next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. next Thursday. Right now, I'm in talks with Samantha Duenas, So Super Sam. If you don't know, check her out on soundcloud.com/SoSuperSam. We're going to try to get her live. All right. This next song, like I said, listen to that first sample. Turn your headphones up. Turn your speakers up. This is really something you want to hear. Show this to your friends. Escapism isn't free, but you can find it on iTunes. You can stream it on SoundCloud. But definitely go and check out that Short Stories EP. I played all of it, a lot of his songs on the airwaves today. I'm really glad you were all here to take part in it. Thank you so much. This was DJ Live. And this last song from November 2015, Sam Gelatry's Escapism album, Long Distance.
She attacked me. You must be lit. She attacked. Lit. She attacked. Lit. She attacked me. Attacked the shit. You must be lit. She attacked. Lit. She attacked. Lit. She attacked. Attacked the shit. We must be she attacked to me, and he attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She attacked to me, and he attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally.
She attacked to me, and he attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She attacked to me, and he attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally.
She attacked to me, and he attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She attacked to me, and he attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. Apply good rain, love don't care about it. Chan, apply good rain, love don't care about it. Chan, apply good rain, love don't care about it. Chan, apply good rain, love don't care about it. She attacked to me, and me attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She attacked to me, and me attacked to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally.